From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, with a general strike less than a week away, top Samsung Electronics executives plead with the company's largest labor union to return to the table. The Kospi plummets more than 6%, the second largest decline on record. And the leaders of the U.S. and China wrap up their talks, with one side emphasizing Iran while the other stresses Taiwan. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. The government and Samsung Electronics have once again called on the company's largest labor union to return to negotiations, but the union remains determined to proceed with a strike next week unless changes are made to the bonus payout system. With potential losses amounting to trillions of won for the nation's largest chipmaker, the industry minister has warned that the government may resort to emergency arbitration if necessary. Our Guijin wraps up the points of contention between the two sides.
As a general strike looms, threatening losses of trillions of won, Samsung Electronics' top management pleaded with its largest labor union to return to the negotiating table, saying it is prepared to engage in open dialogue without conditions. The firm's top management issued a statement on Friday saying it regards the labor union as family and a community of shared destiny, and urging the union to consider public concerns and the broader impact on the national economy when deciding whether to return to talks. The union says it won't budge unless Samsung meets its demands, which include setting bonuses at 15% of operating profit, eliminating the payout cap, and establishing a standardized bonus system. Samsung's management, which is committed to providing higher bonuses than its competitor SK Hynix, argues that the bonus structure should reflect differences during industry upcycles and downcycles. Under the proposal, employees would be eligible to receive performance bonuses exceeding 10% of operating profit during profitable periods like the current one, while the cap on payouts would also be removed. During downturns, however, the company suggests maintaining the current system. The government, which has also been trying to break the deadlock, has warned that it may have no choice but to invoke its emergency arbitration powers if the planned 18-day strike begins next Thursday. Industry Minister Kim Jong-kwon said in a post on X on Friday that a strike must be prevented at all costs due to its serious implications. If the government decides to invoke emergency arbitration, the union must halt all industrial action for 30 days. The labor minister holds the authority to make that decision if a labor dispute is deemed likely to cause significant harm to the national economy. Guijin, KBS World Radio News.
The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index, which broke the 8,000 mark for the first time in intraday trading Friday, ended below 7,500 following a sharp decline. According to the Korea Exchange, the Kospi closed at 7,493.18, down 488.23 points, or 6.12%, marking the second largest decline on record. The difference between the highest and lowest points in intraday trading was 675.1 points. The main boards opened down 29.66 points, or 0.37%, from the previous session at 7,951.75, then turned upward to hit 8,046.78, just seven sessions after breaching 7,000 points. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also lost 61.27 points, or 5.14%, to close at 1,129.82. Following their high-profile summit in Beijing, U.S. President Donald Trump says Chinese President Xi Jinping is willing to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the talks resulted in a series of new common understandings, but it also relayed a stark warning from President Xi regarding Taiwan. Kim Bum-soo has more.
He'd like to see Hormuz Strait opened. I said, well, we didn't stop.
President Trump says the Chinese leader told them he'd like to help negotiate an end to the Iran war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. After his summit with President Xi in Beijing, Trump held an interview with Fox News' Sean Hannity on Thursday.
Oh, he did offer. He said, if I can be of any help at all, I would like to be of help.
Because, he did say that.
Yeah, he did say that. And look, anybody that buys that much oil has obviously got some kind of a relationship with him. But he said, I would love to be a help. If I could be of any help whatsoever, He'd like to see the Hormuz Strait open.
Trump also said China won't be providing weapons to Iran.
You know, when you say support, they're not fighting a war with us or anything.
No.
He said he's not going to give military equipment. That's a big statement. He said that today. That's a big statement.
Did you talk about Taiwan?
Great place. Incredible.
But the U.S. president has been silent on whether Taiwan was part of their discussion during the trip.
Did you talk about Taiwan, Mr. President?
On Thursday, she opened the talks with Trump by highlighting China's status as a rising superpower. Some analysts have said if the U.S. is seeking Chinese support as leverage in the Iran war, there will be a cost, with some suggesting that might mean compromising on Taiwan. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The remnants of the objects that struck the South Korean-operated HMM Namu in the Strait of Hormuz last week have arrived here for close examination. The Foreign Ministry on Friday told reporters that the debris had arrived in South Korea by air for thorough lab analysis after being retrieved from the vessel. The 38,000-ton cargo ship was attacked last week with 24 crew members on board while stranded in the critical strait, which Iran has effectively closed. The South Korean government sent inspectors to a port in Dubai where the vessel was towed and concluded that two aerial objects had struck the port side of the stern. The government, however, has yet to officially identify the attacker. Hana Financial Group has announced plans to acquire shares worth approximately 1 trillion won, or around $670 million, from South Korean fintech company Dunamu, which operates the country's leading cryptocurrency exchange, Upbeat. The financial group's board of directors on Friday approved a plan to take over 2.28 million Dunamu shares held by Kakao Investment for a little more than 1 trillion won. Hana Financial Group would then hold 6.55% of all Dunamu shares, making the group its fourth largest shareholder. The acquisition is the largest investment into a single digital asset company by a domestic commercial bank and comes as financial authorities have demanded enhanced responsibility from the nation's crypto exchanges. KBS President and CEO Park Jang-beom has spoken out on the role public broadcasters play in protecting the people's right to access sports programming. Speaking at the 2026 Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union Sports Media Conference in Chengdu, China on Friday, Park warned that platform monopolies backed by massive capital are erecting barriers to sports broadcasting. The KBS chief expressed concern about soaring broadcasting rights fees for events such as the Olympics and the FIFA World Cup, driven by fierce competition among global streaming services and commercial broadcasters. Park said sports are not merely entertainment but a cultural experience that unites humanity, warning that the public nature of sports could be undermined if commercial interests dominate the sector. He also emphasized that public broadcasters should ensure access to sporting events for economically vulnerable groups and rural residents and call for wider access to sports in poorer countries. Mostly clear weather is forecast nationwide through the weekend, with daytime temperatures exceeding 30 degrees Celsius. The Korea Meteorological Administration warned that perceived temperatures in some regions could reach 31 degrees and advised the public to avoid prolonged outdoor activities and to take precautions against heat-related illnesses. Saturday morning lows will range from 11 to 18 degrees nationwide, similar to or slightly above Friday's, and afternoon highs will range from 25 to 33 degrees. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chan.